This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, here we go. Backdoor cover.
The back door is wide open, Portland. Walk on in.
What were they down, 23?
Yeah.
Now only down 9.
3 minutes left. They're down by 9. The problem that I have here is the Celtics haven't pulled any starters because there's no one to pull.
They don't have any bench players. Now you're fine. The Celtics are coasting at this point.
It's going to be like at 9, and I swear to God, Peyton Pritchard is going to hit like a 38-footer at the buzzer just to screw me over.
He just went over 40 for the night.
This is why gambling is great.
Yeah, it's fun.
I got a sawbuck on this guy at $10, which whatever. But the bottom line is I would care not one iota about this. But you put a simple 10 spot down on this thing, and all of a sudden you're sweating out these final 3 minutes.
Now here's the question.
Yeah.
Let's say I have $3,000 on this game.
Oh boy. Your flyer greater than mine. Yeah.
But let's say.
Yeah, let's say.
Would you root for me? And I have Boston. Remember, I have Boston. You have Portland.
And I got, I would.
You have $10 on
it. I would 100%.
I mean, you got to root for me, right?
It wouldn't even be close.
Okay.
I would have.
Now, where's the, what's the number? Like, what's the level?
Like if you had $100 on it, I would still be pulling for you.
Oh, that's you should be pulling for me.
$100 versus my 10. In fact, I'll go a step further. If it was if you had 100 plus, let's say you got a couple hundred, you got 300 on it. I think I would have changed it. I would have hedged just so I could we could root together.
Aw, that's cute.
Yeah. You know, if you had 20 bucks on it, be like, screw you. I want my 10. But you get up where you've got 10 times the amount that I bet. Come on.
Let's roll together.
Yeah. I don't care what anyone says. This is my beer theory. A wiser man than me once said, and if you disagree with this, you're an a-hole and I feel bad for you. It is a better time to have 6 people with 1 beer than 1 guy with 6.
Right.
And if you don't feel that way, it's pathetic.
Right.
So that's my thing. If we're gambling, I don't want to gamble against you.
It's more fun to have a team bet.
It's more fun.
Yeah.
It's more fun.
Like if we're sitting in the sports book in Vegas.
Yes.
And the game is on.
We don't want to be on opposite sides.
We want to all be on the same side.
Yeah. Yes. We'll do it sometimes. The end of the year, my buddy that retired, because he doesn't have anything else to do, he'll go up to A&A a lot on Sunday, because what else is he doing? And he'll sit there and a group of these degenerates from his golf club, they all get together and they live bet the NFL. And it's a pack mentality. Very rarely will you get someone that goes against the group. There's usually about 5 or 6 of us that go up there, and we talk each other into bets all the time. Like, I'll walk in and they're like, hey, what do you like? And I'll, you know, like, hey, someone will give you a reason of what you like. Next thing you know, four of you are walking up to the kiosk there.
I like that, like, handicap. I'm going to tail.
Yeah. We're like, we're together. And it's just, it's such a better time. And it's like, nah, man, if we're going down, we're going down together. It's the band of brothers. It's a way better way to go about it. Don't be that contrarian D-bag that goes against all your buddies, because even if you win, you look across the table and it still kind of sucks because all your buddies lost.
Yeah, you don't feel good about that.
No. No.
Now, if you guys are all on a game and I don't like it, I'm just going to sit it out.
Yeah, you just don't touch it.
Like, I like money.
Yeah, you don't let it go. Well,
I do let it
go.
You
do let it go. Yeah.
I do that.
Yeah. Again, it's the six beers. You got six beers. Don't hoard them. Share them.
Right.
Share them with the others. Because if you keep all six beers, you don't like to have a good time. You've got a drinking problem. And that's no fun.
Well, Jason.
Not that six beers means you have a drinking problem. Just state that for the record.
Yeah, I think a lot of guys are like, what? Six?
Hold on, record scratch.
Yeah. Hey, ooh. My Friday night doesn't start till at least we've had six. I'm just, you know, it's if there's only six, you can't hoard them all. Share.
Well, we know you like to pee in the shower.
Oh, I do not believe that there is ever a shower that goes by where I don't pee.
Every shower,
I believe
pee?
That is 100% pee rate.
Okay.
Why? I mean, yeah, because the water starts hitting you.
Yeah, the water's like a physical trigger.
Yeah, I pee.
You always have to pee in the shower?
100%.
I don't know about always, but I would say most of the time.
I think I'll even go a step further. There are times where I turn off the water and I'm getting ready to get out of the shower and I'm like, and I'll stop. The shower's not even going and I'll just pee in the drain.
I have not done that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Without flushing it down there with water?
Well, no. Once you're done peeing, then you turn the water and you do a little flush. But yes, because sometimes it just, the shower makes me, I think at this point I'm just conditioned.
I like that you get to the end and you're like, wait, I haven't whizzed yet. Yeah. I need to do this.
Yeah.
And then rather than turn to the left and put it in the toilet, I just turn right back to the right and put it in the shower.
And it is interesting because my toilet, like most toilets, it is like, I could open the shower door and pee in the toilet.
Me too.
But why would I do that when I can go no handsies and I'm in the shower?
There's really no difference, is there? I mean,
no.
It's just urine.
Yeah.
And it's going down a drain.
Yes.
It's all going to the same place, is it not?
Yeah. I can't imagine it goes. Yeah.
Well, actually, it's not all going to the same place. Two different pipes, right?
I don't think so.
Water versus sewer?
I think it's all the same thing. Water and sewer is the same thing, and there's a treatment. Yeah. And pee's sterile anyways. Look, it's not like my that shower water is someone's going to drink it. It's obviously going to be filtered and clean. Pee's sterile anyways. Doesn't cause diseases to pee in my shower. Why wouldn't I pee? And now there's just never a shower where I don't pee. I just can't remember the last time it didn't happen.
Well, what percentage of Americans do you think pee in the shower on a regular basis?
I hope that number's great.
This is new research.
But I may be...
Daily. Okay, so daily? Regular basis. This says daily.
By the way,
and then there's another number for a few times a week.
The lead is 8.
Yeah,
the back door wide open.
It's going to be right on the number.
1:18 left, wide open.
Oh, only a minute 18?
Minute 18.
Oh, you should be good.
I'm one Peyton Pritchard away from cursing on this program. I gotta believe that this is but it's females. I don't think females are shower peers.
Well, I don't.
Is this females or males, no, or is this just males?
It says a survey of 2,000 general population Americans.
See, this is going to screw me over. I don't think females are shower peers.
Well, no, because they're, you know, they've got different mechanics.
Yeah. Which I don't know. I mean,
they can't just dangle it out there.
Well, I mean, you can still just kind of do it.
You can squat.
You can squat. I don't think that they're, I just don't think they're shower peers. So I'm guessing, by the way, past plumber, it all goes down the same drain outside of the gutter downspouts and road drains.
Oh, okay.
So you're fine.
Okay.
I think this is a 75 to 80% male pee, and I think this is like a 15% female pee. So we'll smush those together. I'm going to say like 45 to 50%.
Wow. Daily?
Yeah.
12%.
Oh, my gosh. I'm a filthy bastard.
Yeah,
that's
12,
it?
Yeah, 12%.
That's 50% stupid.
And then 12%, another 12%, tinkle in their sprinkle a few times a week, it says here. So I do have the gender breakdown. Men, 30% pee in the shower regularly. 20% of women, according to this survey.
Only 10% more?
Yeah. Millennials.
So do you pee? I got two dudes here. Are you guys shower peers?
Not regularly, no.
No?
I have.
I regularly, but I don't know that it's like an all-the-time thing.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Yeah, I have, but...
Is that like an embarrassed... Are people embarrassed to say that they do? It's like peeing in the sink.
Yeah, I definitely don't do that.
No.
I think more people pee in the shower than in the sink.
Remember, there was that one guy that texted in a while back, and he was like... He was trying to claim that peeing in the sink is like...
Is normal.
Is normal, yeah. And I was like, I don't think that's
now, normal. Do more people pee in the shower or pee in the pool?
Shower.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I'm peeing in the pool, too.
Yeah. Really? See, I don't pee in the pool.
Really?
No,
I'm a pee pooler.
I don't like playing it, but I'm not getting out to do that.
Exactly. And let's be honest, most of the time I'm in a pool, you know what I'm doing while I'm in the pool?
Drinking.
I'm drinking. So if you've seen me in the pool and I'm four drinks in and you haven't seen me leave the pool, guess what? You're knee deep in my business. That's just, I just assume that everyone else is peeing too. I just kind of always like that's what you do. By the way, this thing is white knuckle thin at this point. 30 seconds left. Celtics up by 8, and they just called the full timeout because the Blazers were putting on the trap on them. So this possession right here, this is it. Because Boston's not going to get the ball again, basically, after this and score. So this is...
This is
it.
Comes down to this.
Oh.
Those odds makers are damn good, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I would like to know what the percentage of pool peers versus shower peers are. I can't believe only 30% of men pee in the shower.
That surprises me. I think it's stunning that
regularly.
It's not 50%.
Regularly.
Yeah.
It says 45% of Americans pee in the shower throughout the course of the average year. More like me.
What was that again?
45%.
45. I still...
Throughout the course of the year, though, that's one time. I would think everyone does one time once a year.
I don't do it very often, I'll tell you that.
More than once a year.
Someone's saying 30% of men? I think that means 70% are lying. I would have thought that number was going to be higher. But when you do something and it becomes second nature to you, you just assume that everyone does it.
Correct.
And that's...
And it is not second nature to me.
Yeah.
At all. So, you're right. I'm trying to think of something I do that's second nature that would...
That you just
other
assume,
people would be like,
you assume
what
that
the
everyone does? don't know. I just, when you are in the shower, does it make you go pee? Because that it is like a trigger for me.
No. No.
And I don't like, and this goes back to like when I played sports, we all peed. I mean, because there you're taking group showers.
That's peeing all over each other.
That's a big miss for Derek White. He launched a three and missed. Now Portland's got it. Oh, blimey. By the way, yes, we did pee on each other. It was hilarious. And that was a very, very common practice. Especially, you had to be careful when you're washing your face. When you're washing your face, that's you're primed to get peed on. You got to be real careful when you're showering next to someone and you've got soap in the face. You got to keep an eye on your kneecaps because there's a good chance someone's going to try to blow one out. Like guys just peed. So, and so now I just assume that the water flowing over you just made everyone kind of have to pee.
It's not that common, Jace.
My gosh, I'm a filthy bastard.
Only 12% of people do, or men do it regularly.
Wow. Someone said, I pee in the shower every time, but peeing in the pool is disgusting.
And then this person here says, 36-year-old man here, probably haven't peed in the shower since middle school.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of guys do it. Mm. Not that they haven't done it. Or not that it, like, I don't think people are grossed out by it.
Yeah.
It's just not something we do.
What about peeing in the river or the ocean? A little better?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you're swimming in the Willamette,
yeah, why not?
But the pool, no.
The pool, a little less so.
Yeah,
for me anyway.
But you will pee in the pool. It's just not a regular occurrence.
I won't pee in the pool.
You won't pee in the pool.
No, I'll get out and go to the bathroom like an adult. But
no, I'm a toddler.
Let's learn about the Tooth Fairy Index next on The Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.